This from Tulsa P1 Mike. And Mike wanted to send us an email today. Looks like on his email list was Dave Lane, Bob Sturm, and Donovan Lewis.
I didn't make the cut.
So you did not make the cut.
Unbelievable.
But he says, hey, guys, a quick plumbing story for Donnie and Bob, and Dave, of course, just because. We had our plumber out for a routine routing of the pipes last week. We have some flat spots in our sanitary lines that need to clean out once or twice a year, and we've built up a good relationship with our local Stoner plumber. He loves us because every visit, my wife sends him a grocery bag full of snacks, and this time he got an S-ton of our Easter candy. So we get extra good service up here in Tulsa from our Stoner plumber. He feels comfortable with us, and he's always telling us stories. And apparently, earlier in the day, he was at Tulsa University helping them with, quote, a toilet issue. Well, the complaint was that every time they flushed, they were not getting clear water. The water was consistently brown.
Ugh.
He said it didn't take him long to figure out the issue. And he said, I told the guy, sir, what you have here is an upper decker. And it's easily fixed.
The plumber said that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mystery solved. Did you look in the tank?
Upon explaining to the guy what an upper decker was, he said you guys can solve the issues yourself and save some money by not having the plumber clean out the problem. And the guy promptly told him, oh, hell no, you guys clean it out. The plumber laughed and then charged him another hour to perform the clean out of the upper decker. My wife and I were so excited to hear this story because before he even finished the story, we both started talking about a brown flush water that we know the exact problem. And man, we got a good laugh, and we're talking about Donnie Dew the rest of the day and who Donnie has been hanging around with too much. So thanks for the education and the laughs we receive from you guys daily on the ticket.
Okay, so a student did this, like, in
evidently
one of the common buildings?
Tulsa University, one of those troublemakers decided to upper deck his dorm area. Who knows, right?
Yeah, it's rare that a toilet in a public place is a tank.
Usually
that's
true.
Just into the wall.
Yeah, usually we have the industrial toilets in the public use toilets. So this is more of a home fun activity. So I don't remember the year, and I'm not super proud of this one. But if I were to guess, I would say late aughts, so in that 05 to 10 window.
Yeah.
There was a show on TV that it will not surprise you where this originated from, a little something called The Ultimate Fighter. Now, The Ultimate Fighter was a reality show that in its day, and I think it still goes on, but in its day, it was a very popular entrance point to the UFC. They used this reality show to get people interested in a sport that really wasn't a thing in, like, 1995. And so this reality show, this version of Survivor, introduced fighters to the UFC by living in a house together, sort of real-world slash fighting competition.
Yeah.
And before long, these guys from Ultimate Fighter Season 4 is fighting a guy from Brazil, and I want to fight. I want to, you know, cheer for this guy because I saw his whole season when he got into the league. And it was like 20 UFC fighters living in a house together for a couple months. So, you know, the stuff you're going to learn about is just filled with potty.
Yeah.
And grossness and all the things that if you were on like a college rugby team or a wrestling team or a hockey team or a football team, guys are just obsessed with gross potty habits. And so the upper decker was featured on this episode.
So you're
of the
one,
Ultimate
you're
Fighter.
Responsible for this with Donovan?
Yes.
I did not know that.
So we played this audio on the show, and if you need a map drawn, an upper decker is you take off the top of the tank
and you go in there
and you doo-doo in the upper tank And therefore, when somebody flushes, it never actually goes to clean water because the clean water is being grossed by the...
That is the worst thing of all time.
And yes, so we are playing the audio. I'm explaining to Dan and Donovan what an upper decker is, and they are amused but also grossed out because who wouldn't be? It's a horrible thing, and nobody should ever do it. And somehow we got from point A to point C, where now Donovan is doing it at his house to see how his wife would handle this.
I can't believe Donovan ever did this.
I can't believe it either, and I'll be honest, did he lose a bet? Did he just say, I want to do it? I don't remember.
I mean,
I might need a ticket historian
like
to help me.
This sounds like something that, like, Jackass would, that Bam Margera would 100%, do to his dad.
100%.
Not to your wife.
And so I don't know if we've been able to track down any of the audio during story time here, DJ, but what do we have exactly to preserve this moment in time?
We've got the beginning to end of...
How long is this?
This is about 57 seconds.
Okay, well, do we have a year on it by chance?
I'm thinking maybe 2011.
Okay.
There you go.
Close enough. Let's
go Mavs.
So Donovan went home. And
upper deck.
Not only upper decked his own wife, but also recorded, because we're doing a radio show here.
As one will.
So I guess here's what we have preserved.
Donovan! Come here! It's like something brown in there. What is that?
It looks like crap.
How did crap get in the toilet?
Upper decker.
Diamond.
It's just a joke. It's a
secret. Are you crazy? You have been around them damn white people too damn long. I cannot believe you took a in the toilet.
Top of the toilet.
Okay, but here, you hiked your ass up on top of the toilet and took a crap. Oh, that is so... Okay, have the fun.
It worked.
That is my daughter.
It worked.
That's stupid.
But it worked.
And you messed
it worked.
That is some nasty
Like,
oh man.
Of all the pranks that I've pulled on my wife through the years, nothing compares to that.
No.
I wouldn't even consider that.
No. No. That is no way.
I have a functional question.
Yes, sir.
So, how?
Well, no, I understand how. Like, you're probably... You're lifting the seat and you're standing.
Yes, you're
like,
standing on the
you're
seat.
You're probably barefoot on the porcelain and just hovering over the tank.
Right. You probably don't want to put your weight on the tank for fear that
You don't want to break it off.
Yes.
No, but my question is, so like when you, I don't know if you've ever put one of those chlorine tablets in the tank.
Yeah.
If you have like hard water stains in the bowl or whatever, you want to make sure it stays clean. And those usually last for, like, 6 months before you have to put another one in.
Yeah.
How long does an upper decker last?
I don't know.
I'm guessing you got to disassemble and garden hose and...
Yeah. Whoever that plumber was...
But if you don't tend to it, how long is it going to continue to pump out brown?
Gross.
I don't know. But I guarantee you that plumber, I would, especially to a university...
Yeah.
I'd be like, look... My normal billing cycle is $150 an hour.
This is going to cost you a ton.
This is a $1,000 job.
Yeah.
And you want to pay it?
Yeah.
Or you want to leave it?
Right.
Your choice.
Yeah.
I don't scrub doo-doo.
No.
Nah, I'd be like, I'm too old for this S.
Yeah.
Literally. So there you go.
Well, thanks. Maybe it was Drew Pearson or...
I doubt it.
Or
Tyler Smith.
Yeah, Tyler Smith.
Or Paul Pressey.
Didn't Steve Largent go there?
Did he? Steve Largent, Tulsa Hurricane?
I don't know.
I believe
I may
you.
Have made that up. I have no idea.